The Blue Tell Radio Theater presents. The Adventures of Captain Strong, the Scourge of the High Seas. Starring Matthew Heller, Ben McClure, and Jason Moore.
Episode 23. When we last left our heroes, Gordon Prince Geoffrey Ambler had just intercepted a sword thrust from pirate leader Reynold the Headstrong that had been meant for Captain Strong.
It's only a scratch.
Oh. Gordon!
You will search for me tomorrow and find me a grave man.
Oh, did I hurt your friend? I'm so sorry. But it is nothing compared to the pain and misery I experienced when I scraped up the remains of my dead twin.
All right, Reynold, that's it. No more games. Time to end this. Ha!
Meanwhile, back at the Woolahoo Harbor...
There she goes, Princess Amanda, willing hostage of that pirate. Well, if she wants to go off and get herself killed, then fine. There's no skin off my nose. As I said before, it's time for me to live my own life, to start carving out my own destiny. What?
That's it, Egbert. We've finished cramming every inch of this storage space on the ship full of gunpowder and explosives. We're now a floating armory.
Excellent. Gather everyone up. It's time to go and carry out our fiendish plans. Fiendish plans, huh? Well, it has nothing to do with me. Just keep walking. Look the other direction. They can do whatever they like. I'm not getting involved. First, we shall join Reynold and help him exact our revenge upon Captain Strong by torturing him to death, pulverizing his ship, and executing his crew. Then we'll deliver all these explosives to King Goober and collect a handsome fee for helping him carry out his plans for world exploitation.
Right. We'll be ready to go in 5 minutes.
Drat, drat, and double drat. I can't believe it. Fate must enjoy playing these games with me. What do we do? Can I really turn my back on my old friends and walk away? Destiny has placed me here to face that question. The next decision I make could very well define the rest of my life. And I only have 5 minutes to make it.
And 6 minutes later...
We're on our way, Egbert.
Excellent. That man over there, has he always been a part of the crew?
I'm not sure. Hey, you!
Yes?
Have you always been on this ship?
Sure. I just usually work in the back. Way in the back, so you almost never see me. Plus, I just got a new eye patch. It makes me look years younger.
Okay.
Well, life defined. Save the regrets for later.
Well, back in the harbor...
I can't believe Percy knocked me out like that. He's gone totally off his rocker. Now, how am I going to get back to Captain Strong? I hope he's okay.
Randy!
Who the what? Greta! I'm Sticklebrain!
How did you get here?
A strange combination of tides, fishing line, and a hay cart. Come on, where's your boat? You've got to get back to the Captain Strong.
Soon, Randy. But now we're waiting for our new friend to join us.
New friend? What new friend?
Hi, guys. I've made my arrangements. Are we ready to go? Hey, Randy the cabin boy. Long time no see.
Oh, my starry, starry night! Another ghost! Nothing, sorry. I'm just feeling a little jumpy. Say, I thought you were dead.
Dead? No, I was just taking some time off.
Randy, you know this man?
Know him? Of course I do. Why, this is...
Meanwhile, a bit out at sea, Captain Strong and Reynold, the Headstrong's battle, had led them onto the main deck of the Cooked Goose.
Look, it's Captain Strong dueling with the head pirate.
You get him, Captain Strong. Show him who's boss. He doesn't stand a chance against you. Hey, Reynold, we're on a collision course with the grilled prawn, and a wheel won't budge.
What? It is time for a change in strategy. Quickly, drop the anchor and start tearing down these sails and rip out all the jiggings.
What are you doing?
Back off, Captain Strong. You may be able to pick us off one at a time, but you can't handle us all at once.
Ah, that's it. I want all the sails torn down. Now, into the lifeboats. Take them all. We don't want any of our friends leaving the party early.
So that's it. I might have known. You're just going to run away and leave us to... What, starve to death?
Hardly. When I get back to the Imelda, we will open fire. You are sitting ducks dead in the water. I will watch your ship sink to her watery doom, taking your entire accursed crew with her. Au revoir, mon capitaine. The pleasure has been all mine.
Some pleasure. What now, Captain?
First, let me untie you, and then... I'm not sure.
Ha ha! Captain Strong! Are you enjoying your last few minutes? Try to ram us, will you? We'll teach you.
The crew of the Grilled Prawn is joined in the mockery, Captain.
You'll show us! We'll show you! We're not through yet!
Gordon!
I've just finished aiming all the ship's backup cannons at the Grilled Prawn's midsection. Hear that, Grilled Prawn? 18 cannons ready to hit your broadside! Prepare to fire! Now!
What? Oh, no! Quickly, men! Abandon ship!
Abandon ship! No, you fools!
Harry, I didn't know you guys had backup cannons!
We don't. We hardly have any ammunition left either.
No, it was a trick, wasn't it? To render the Grilled Prawn helpless. Very clever, Prince Ambler, tricking the crew to abandon her like that.
More than that, Captain. The waters around us have filled up with dozens of hungry alligators, curious about all the recent activity.
What about you, Prince? I thought you were gravely hurt.
Perhaps not gravely, it would seem, though I am a fair bit put out. I think you've seen my last big contribution for the day.
You've earned your rest, Ambler. Prancer, see to the Prince's wounds. The Prince's wounds, I mean. All of them.
They look fine from here, sir.
You may have tricked the Grilled Prawn's crew, Captain, but you won't trick mine. You hear me, Captain Strong? Your fate is still sealed.
Reynolds' right, sir. He's nearly to his ship, and there's nothing to stop him destroying us. Our sails are ripped down, our jiggings uprooted, we're nearly out of ammunition, and somehow our rudder's been sabotaged.
That's a mystery for another day, Mr. Dextra. But you are right. Our situation looks grave and grim.
Well, on the Sweet Imelda...
Welcome back to bold, Captain Reynolds.
Merci beaucoup, Descartes. Now quickly, load all the cannons and commence fire upon the cook goose. I want that ship destroyed.
Aye, sir.
Now, Captain Strong, this is where you get yours.
Meanwhile, in a small rowboat close by...
Come on, you guys! Can't you go any faster?
Quiet down, Randy. Our small size has allowed us to maneuver through the reef, thus saving us considerable time.
Look! It's the cook goose! That pirate ship is firing on her! And we're too far away to help!
As if we could do anything if we were closer. Come on, woman, use your brain!
Hey!
Look, over there! Another ship coming around the reef!
That looks like some sort of converted fruit freighter! It's heading into the thick of things! Only, why is it on fire?
Meanwhile...
Egbert, the rear deck is on fire!
What? How did that happen?
No idea, sir, but it's spreading right toward the cargo hold! Too fast for us to put it out.
Duncan's sword, the gunpowder, the explosives. Oh, quickly, everyone, abandon ship. Abandon ship.
Abandon ship.
And once again, Percy Aqua Velvet steps past the point of no return.
Hey, you. Didn't you hear? The ship's going to blow. Get under the lifeboat.
Out of my way.
Hey, I remember you now. You were on the Cooked Goose when we attacked you near Floodland. This is your doing, isn't it?
Well, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Sorry, but I don't have time to discuss it.
Why, you? Set our ship on fire, will you? I'll teach you.
That's unlikely, Bozo Ruxpin. I'll just apply the same wrestling techniques on you that I once learned for the crocodiles and... very good. Life gets more exciting every moment. Now to get the main wheel.
Well, back on the Cooked Goose.
Keep down, everyone!
It's no good, sir. We're just too easy a target, and Reynolds bringing the Imelda in closer every second.
And we can't abandon ship or those alligators would get us.
We're taking on water, Captain. I've got some of the men bailing, but I don't know how much good it will do. I understand. What about you, Gordon? How are you holding up?
Oh, I'll live, Captain. I mean, at least I won't die from these injuries, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I understand.
Captain Strong, another ship is entering the scene. It looks like some sort of fruit freighter, except it's on fire.
What?
The fire has almost reached the cargo hold. We could blow up any second. There they are. The cook goose is sinking. That pirate ship is really laying into her, and she's not letting up. Captain Strong doesn't stand a chance unless I... Oh. All right. My choice is clear. Here we go. 5 degrees port. A little more. On course. Oh, yeah, that's good. It feels real good. This is it. This is where I was born to be. Behind the wheel of a ship. Maybe my uncle was right. I'm Percy Aquavelvet, coxswain, and proud of it. This is the moment my whole life has been leading up to. Banzai!
And on the sweet Imelda.
Captain Strong, suffer as I have suffered. Perish beneath the cruel folds of the high seas that you dared call your home.
Reynold, the fruit freighter you sent is all put out and is heading straight for us, and it's on fire.
What?
Captain, that other ship.
I see it, Mr. Dextro. It could be our salvation.
Whoever is behind the wheel of that fruit freighter is either blind or insane.
Wait a minute! I can just barely make him out!
What is he doing?
Open your eyes! He's gonna ram the sweet Imelda!
Oh my god! Percy!
Captain Strong!
They did it! They did it! I don't believe it! The sweet Imelda is destroyed!
Hooray! Can you see anyone? Did anyone survive?
Not a chance, Randy. Look at that fiery wreckage. That ship must have been loaded down with gunpowder.
Yeah, nobody could have lived through that.
Nobody.
Ahoy there, crewman Sticklebrain.
Dextro.
Captain, over here, it's Greta and Sticklebrain. They've got Randy with them. Somebody else I don't know.
Randy, I thought we'd never see him again. And great fat, you...
In the flesh, Captain.
Who is that, sir?
That is Mr. Lavender, my original first officer. But I thought he was dead, killed by the huge aggressive ape-like creature that attacked the palindrome.
Actually, sir, I was blown overboard just before the creature ripped into the others. I spent several days drifting at sea, clinging to some driftwood. Washed ashore, finally, but I had amnesia and got into some trouble with some revolutionaries, and anyway, that's a whole other plot altogether, actually. Suffice it to say, I'm better now, and I hear you have a job opening for me, maybe.
I just might at that. Quickly, take aboard as many good men as that boat will hold. Then get over to the Grilled Prawn. She's all but empty now, and secure her. She's the only seaworthy vessel left out here, and then come back for the rest of us.
What about you, Captain?
I'll stay with the ship until I know everyone is safely away. Now go!
All right, aye, sir, aye, sir. Come on, everyone, come on, guys, let's go!
All right, let's go!
And within the hour, the captain's men had taken the Grilled Prawn and, using her lifeboats, had successfully delivered most of the crew away from the steadily sinking cooked goose.
Captain, everyone is over at the new ship but you! And the cooked goose will be underwater any second! It's time to go!
I'm coming, Randy. Dextro, I'm simply bidding farewell to a ship that served us well and that met its demise before her time.
Aye, sir.
But that's enough sentiment. We can't stand around stewing in regret, can we? So let's go. Watch out for the alligators, men. They've been feasting well today, but it seems that they're still a bit hungry.
Don't worry, sir. We'll steer well clear.
Ah, this place is like a graveyard for ships, sir. Not just the cooked goose. Look at them all.
The Ocean Rover, the Manta of Death, the sweet Imelda, and that mysterious fruit freighter. I wonder what was going on aboard her.
Oh, yeah. The fruit freighter. Wait! I thought I saw something move!
Don't be silly, Randy. It's just a trick of the light.
Oh, really? Oh, mean old light.
Wait a minute. I saw it, too. In the sweet Imelda, a figure.
I am not done with you, Captain Strong!
Holy polo ponies! Reynold the Headstrong!
It was a good try, Captain. Blowing up my ship like that. But not enough. I shall still have my revenge. Captain Strong, you shall taste my steel.
And how do you intend to pull that off, Reynold? After all, you are over there, and we are over here. Unless you have some sort of range weapon that I am unfamiliar with.
Not necessary, Captain.
I shall cut you with my sword. It is quite simple. Observe all the alligators swimming at regular intervals between us. All I need to do is to skip along their backs until you're within the reach of my steel, and then your fate shall be sealed. Ha ha! Just watch. 1, 2, 3, 4. Whoops! Ah!
You can continue rowing, men. Ronald the Headstrong has been done in the same way as his brother. Utter stupidity.
Wow! I had no idea that stupidity could be so dangerous.
Soon the captain and the others had arrived at the grilled prawn.
Captain on deck!
At ease, men. You too, Greta. Well, Mr. Lavender?
Oh, the ship is secure, sir. Right now we're stripping off the old pirate markings, replacing them with some of our own. Something a little more appropriate for the scourge of the high seas.
Good thinking. There's no need to associate ourselves with pirates on top of everything else the world believes about us.
Which brings us to the question of name, sir. It might be appropriate to give this ship a new one in keeping with her new purpose.
Yes, indeed, yes. Any suggestions, Mr. Ambler?
Just one. The Prince of Flirtland.
Maybe. Anyone else?
How about Sea Anemone?
Ooh, the Dust Bunny!
I've always been fond of albatrosses.
Percy's Sacrifice! Percy's Sacrifice! That would make a good name.
Randy, are you feeling all right?
No, not really. I feel like I'm carrying the weight of 100 lost souls on my shoulders.
I don't fully understand what you're talking about, Randy, which, with you, is par for the course. But honoring Percy is a good idea. From now on, we sail aboard the Percy Aqua Velvet. We'll have a formal dedication later. For now, everyone, get to work.
Aye, sir.
Can you sense it, Captain? In spite of our losses, a renewed hope, a renewed vision among the crew.
Yes, a rebirth, you could say. And how are you holding up, Your Highness?
Oh, fair middling, Captain. But I wanted to ask you a question. Once we get this ship cleaned up and recast in our own image, what do you think our next step should be?
We've been fighting this battle alone for far too long, Gordon. I think it's time to head back home to the Central Sea Headquarters and the Academy. I think it's time we got some help. Do you concur?
Yeah, I do. It's time.
Join us again as Captain Strong and his crew continue to sail by faith, ever seeking the light that will allow them to safely navigate through the maze of intrigue and danger that surrounds them, on further episodes of The Adventures of Captain Strong, the Scourge of the High Seas.
Na, 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 hey, Jude.